Hello everyone, Anetaneta here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Anetaneta. Today, we're on What is Forgiveness and Lesson 223, and Annette's going to start us off today.
What is forgiveness? Forgiveness recognizes what you thought your brother did to you has not occurred. It does not pardon sins and make them real. It sees there was no sin. In this view, are all your sins forgiven? What is sin except a false idea about God's Son? Forgiveness merely sees its falsity and therefore lets it go. What then is free to take its place is now the will of God.
An unforgiving thought is one which makes a judgment that it will not raise to doubt, although it is untrue. The mind is closed and will not be released. The thought protects projection, tightening its chains so that distortions are more veiled and more obscure, less easily accessible to doubt, and further kept from reason. What can come between a fixed projection and the aim that it has chosen as its needed goal?
An unforgiving thought does many things. In frantic action, it pursues its goal, twisting and overturning what it sees as interfering with its chosen path. Distortion is its purpose and the means by which it would accomplish it as well. It sets about its furious attempts to smash reality without concern for anything that would appear to pose a contradiction to its point of view.
Forgiveness, on the other hand, is still and quietly does nothing. It offends no aspect of reality, nor seeks to twist it to appearances it likes. It merely looks and waits and judges not. He who would not forgive must judge, for he must justify his failure to forgive. But he who would forgive himself must learn to welcome truth exactly as it is.
Do nothing, then, and let forgiveness show you what to do through him who is your guide, your savior and protector, strong in hope and certain of your ultimate success. He has forgiven you already, for such is his function given him by God. Now must you share his function and forgive whom he has saved, whose sinlessness he sees, and whom he honors as the Son of God. This is the What Is section. What is forgiveness?
So yesterday we focused very much so on paragraph one of What is Forgiveness. Today we thought we'd jump on down to paragraph two.
We need to do this because he really wants us to concentrate on this every day. And I think pulling it apart, especially, you know, there's five paragraphs, so we're going to do this for the first 5 days. Then this whole what is section will really mean something to us. And, you know, after we read it so many times, it is almost memorized in a way. So let's start with this first thought here. An unforgiving thought is one which makes a judgment that it will not raise to doubt, although it is untrue. Now, as a wonderful professional at projection, I see this outside of me everywhere. Like,
say more about that.
Well, you know, like in the news, you know, if you watch one channel on the news, they're saying, well, this happened. And then if you would go and watch another channel of the news, which I have my certain news one, so I don't really like to listen to the other ones, actually. But if I would go to the other news, the same event would be characterized and talked about and presented in a different way. And we know that. Why? Because we can see, you know, if you are a student of the news at all, I mean, Ada calls me a news junkie, but if you're a news junkie at all, you know that this happens, you know, and even just saying, okay, you know, like I would prefer this take as opposed to that other take. Well, that, in the Course of Miracles, they're both perceptions. my take isn't right and someone else's take isn't wrong. My take might be, I might think, well, my mine is a little more kind, or I might really have the opinion mine is accurate. But the person over on the other one is thinking the same thing. They think that theirs is accurate. And that's why this is the world of perception. And we can fight to the death about our positions and defending our positions.
So how does that work? This is a wonderful example, because how does that work when we're living in the world, right? This is, we can, you know, imagine big picture. We can imagine
What do you mean by big picture?
Like, even in the Course uses idea of heaven, uses the idea of the happy dream. So we can have those big picture concepts, but we're not there yet.
So there's even a bigger picture. That's why I asked, what do you mean by big picture?
Well,
because
the
biggest picture is none of this has ever really occurred except in the illusion of separation. So the Son of God had this tiny mad idea, what would it be like to be separate from God, our Creator? Instantaneously, we were given the solution, which is the Holy Spirit. That is why none of us can ever be lost. And instantaneously, we were shown, and what the Course says is we're watching the replay. Like, in the big picture, there is no time and space. And that's what's cool about A Course in Miracles, and also is a mind bender in a way.
Right. But you're not guiltless in time, but you are in eternity.
Yes, and there is no time.
Yeah, but we're still dealing with it.
Right. So, I mean, because, well, this is just to get clear, what big picture are we talking about? Because there's like really big picture. And then there's the like, oh, yes, you know, we're going to get to this happy dream thing. And then there's kind of like the big pictures even in our own. Because the happy dream is when we've all recognized who we truly are. But then there's also individual happy dreams where we all get to a place, or we actually are on our journey and we can see, well, I'm not triggered the way I was. Or this is, you know, I'm using the Course is really helping me not to be coming from this reactive space. I can actually take that pause and respond with guidance from love.
So even though there's the happy dream, even though there's heaven, even though there's those bigger picture concepts, we're not living in those states right now. So there is some positions that are just completely ego thought system. When we're, and even this news is a great example, because some, if you look at the different news channels, some will report what happened, something that happened, and then another news channel will just completely ignore it.
Or say the opposite.
How do we go about dealing with that when you just say this in time, this is wrong?
How we go about dealing that, from my perspective, I mean, I'm just sharing A Course in Miracles. I am not an A Course in Miracles authority. I just am a 7-year student and it's helped me. And so this is how I think about it. You know, I don't even know if I'll always think about this, but at this juncture, 7 years in, what I think about A Course in Miracles and what I really do believe that it's teaching us is this whole concept of when we are in the illusion of separation, there is right-mindedness and wrong-mindedness. And it uses those words. And, you know, at first I was really kind of even offended that someone would be calling me wrong-minded. But there's those two places that we can come from. When we're coming from the wrong-mindedness, we're coming from the ego thought system. We're not coming from love. We're coming from fear. We're coming from guilt. We're coming from obligation. We're coming from attack. When we are in the right-minded space, we are coming from guidance. You know, we're not reacting. We've had some sort of a reaction, maybe. We take a pause, maybe, or straight away, maybe we've practiced long enough that we really are, we've turned it over. Something happens, we go straight to turning it over. And then we listen to guidance and we come from the Holy Spirit response, which is the right-minded response. And in that, we're coming from love. Now, what the course will teach is that there's right-minded perception and wrong-minded perception, because we're still in the realm of perception. The illusion of separation is still in the realm of perception. And that's why it says, our perception is going to change. We're going to go from error to truth. We're going to go to error to truth. We're going to have all what the Course says miracles, which are expressions of love that lead us from error to truth. So we're going to do that. We're going to do that now, even on the aggregate scale, right? And then the happy dream is when we remember who we truly are as the sonship. And until then, though, we're all living in perception. Once that happens, then it says that our creator takes the final step and gives us knowledge of who we truly are. And then there's really no separation between our creator and who we are, that we're just the extension of our creator. So how does this play out in our daily life? It plays out in our daily life because if we're coming from the love, right? So if I'm listening to a news story and something's coming up inside of me and it says, I gotta attack them back. Well, I know I didn't turn it over. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't defend yourself. That doesn't mean that, you know, you wouldn't even go to war. But what it means is that you are acting from guidance as opposed to taking it on yourself and saying, this is what I think is best. And I don't even know if the Holy Spirit guides to war. I would think there it would, because we were watching something about the country of Haiti the other day and how these gangs are just taking over Haiti. There's no semblance of a government and people are starving and it's just such a violent place. Okay, I would think that love could come in and, you know, create stability in a place like that. And that would be the loving thing. But I'm not a spokesman for the Holy Spirit unless I actually am. And that means I've turned it over. I've asked for guidance and listened to the guidance, right? Is like, but I don't do that on my own. None of us do that on. So does that answer your question at all? Because you're giving me this glazed over look as we make the podcast here. It's like,
I wouldn't call it glazed over.
Or what is it? What is it?
Deep pondering.
So are you saying, how do we live this stuff?
I guess in the end, that's my question. Like that's kind of a big question, because we can have the nice thoughts of the Holy Spirit. We can have the nice thoughts of, you know, happy dreams, heaven, oneness, no separation. We could have all those wonderful thoughts and ideals, and the playing out of them in a practical day-to-day level can make or break our experience with the Course.
Well, I don't think we want to have our head in the sand. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to know what's going on in the world. That's why I am a news junkie. I don't believe that I'm helping in any way by avoiding the news. That's just me. Because I've tried that and I don't feel part of anything. And I feel so uninformed. And we make it our prayer list, right? So actually, you know, I saw that report on Haiti the other day, and a friend of mine really gave me such good advice. Gosh, it was a few months, well, maybe half a year ago it was already. I was talking to her about negative thought loops or just anxiety. And she says, well, you know, when that happens, shift your neural pathways to, you know, sending love, or you could use the word praying, or just sending positive thoughts, the words don't matter, to someone or something that you really know needs it. So ever since my friend told me that, I thought, oh my gosh, that's life-changing. And that's been really life-changing for me. So how do we live this out? Is we can make the news our prayer list. We can make sure that we're always asking for guidance before we vote. We can make sure we're asking for guidance and remember when we're asking for guidance, and if we're listening to the Holy Spirit, the result is always going to be a peaceful solution to something, right? So if you take the example of Haiti, right? So peacekeeping forces, let's say, may come in and help out so that the people are not starving and there's just not violence over there. So it doesn't mean like there won't be some sort of conflict, but the goal is, and the result is peace. That's why a lot of stuff that goes on in our world is all just very egoic on what you would call both sides, because no one really cares about peace. They just care about having it their way. Some people do, but I'm thinking on the aggregate, it seems to be it's very egoic.
Mm-hmm. I really like that answer, especially because even something that we would say like a war or something like that, that we would could quickly and maybe go towards, oh, that's definitely not love, or that's definitely not peace, but what it leads to, if that's the primary motivation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we know this if we play this out in our individual lives.
Right, because there's like wars, but then there's also day-to-day wars.
There's wars within ourselves. There's wars in our relationship. There's war in our families. There's war in our neighborhoods. There's war in our communities. There's war in our... there's wars everywhere. I'm not talking just with a gun. I'm talking with war of words, war of wills. There's all that, right? And I know since I became a Course student, especially the last few years, I will not tolerate someone not treating me with respect. Will not do it. Does that mean that I attack them back? No, I'm just not involved. And I have to say, my life is more peaceful today than it has ever been. I like my life so much more in 2022 than I did in 2020, 2018, 2014, 2010. My life is so much better. And it is the Course of Miracles that has brought this to me, because I'm not going to get involved in the attack. I will protect myself from an attack. We've brought this up before. You know, I'll protect myself with an attorney or whatever I need to do, but I will not engage in the attack. I will not attack back. I will protect myself, but even in on an individual level, I am not getting involved in that. We have walked away from so many collaborations because you start collaborating with someone and they start fighting. The minute I see anything of fighting, like starting a little gossiping or starting a little bad mouth as soon as somebody walks out the door, I'm done. Won't do it. Therefore, how many people am I collaborating with now? Zero. Will I ever collaborate again? I don't know. I have learned that. I mean, we used to have situations where we would have a gathering, some sort of a gathering, and then, you know, people in the parking lot were already stirring up trouble. I will not do that. I will not be involved. And so when we start doing that, and it's not, I'm not saying that from a place of, well, I'm going to get them. It's just me just removing myself. I'm not doing that. And that's where my personal life is so much calmer. My professional life is so much calmer. I feel so much better about just who I am. And if we all did this, like if we all would, I'm not saying be Course Miracle students, but if we could all integrate some of these course concepts in, like let's not always be attacking. Like some people just get up in the morning, can't wait to attack who they're going to attack.
Yeah, that fuels them.
That fuels them.
So when all that you're saying really rings true for me with an unforgiving thought is one which makes a judgment that it will not raise to doubt. That's the first sentence.
Yeah.
And then the last sentence, what can come between a fixed projection and the aim that it has chosen as its needed goal is So the fixed projection or the unforgiving thought, where you had these ideas of in the past, whether it's about collaboration, where it's like, okay, well, you know, trying to navigate the collaboration and keep it going, even if it wasn't healthy for you.
Well, what I would do is if they're, because I like things to be conflict free.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, you want to do business with me. If you want to have a relationship with me, it has to be conflict free. That doesn't mean we can't be honest. Uh-huh. I'm talking conflict free.
Yeah.
And so how that played out was that I just removed myself from the conflict.
Yeah.
No matter what it is. I've never been sorry when I've left something. I've never regretted leaving a relationship. I've never regretted leaving any sort of a collaboration because I never liked the conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can all come to this place where we understand and can live from this place of I'm not engaging in conflict with you. Just think if that starts with one person and another person and another person, doesn't mean that we can't have a very honest conversation and then we have to believe the same thing. I'm talking conflict, gossiping, name calling, then it goes on from there. You get to the where people are shooting one another, mm-hmm. right? But it doesn't have to be this way.
Yeah. And you're also not, I know, knowing you, you're also not asking for perfect every day.
No, I know. And you know, people can have a bad day, but it's there's some of this kind of insidious behavior.
Yeah.
That is very, very unkind and unloving. And that's the love or fear.
Yeah.
Right? I've also learned that this whole thing, and we've said this so many times in the podcast, that people will make an ego for themselves. And we've said, you know, people make an ego for God, but we also make an ego for everybody we know. And that's why I don't get involved with those conflicts anymore. Because if someone has made an ego for you and it's one that they don't really like.
The one they don't want to raise to doubt.
You can talk till you're blue in the face. You can apologize. You can try to show them that you're not that way. If they've made an ego for you, pretty done deal until they decide to change their minds.
And it's not your responsibility. Nor is it worth the effort.
That was the hardest lesson of my life to learn. I always thought that if I showed someone, or, you know, if even with collaboration, it was like, okay, now, you know, we want to have this sort of an atmosphere in our group here. And it doesn't matter. It's like if people are coming from this place of judgment that they're not going to raise to doubt. And even, you know, like, even when you're in a group situation, and it can be not even about you, it could be two people in the group really have trouble with one another, but then that kind of poisons the well, mm-hmm. in a way.
Yeah. Well, let's get on to lesson 223. So we'll just read that, then we'll say goodbye for today. God is my life. I have no life but Him. I was mistaken when I thought I lived apart from God, a separate entity which moved in isolation, unattached, and housed within a body. Now I know my life is God. I have no other home, and I do not exist apart from Him. He has no thoughts that are not part of me, and I have none but those which are of Him.
Our Father, let us see the face of Christ instead of our mistakes, for we who are your Holy Son are sinless. We would look upon our sinlessness, for guilt proclaims that we are not your son, and we would not forget you longer. We are lonely here and long for heaven, where we are at home. Today we would return. Our name is yours, and we acknowledge that we are your son. Have a wonderful day.
See you tomorrow.